This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
We know which state makes the most wine, but do you know which one makes the least? If you guessed Hawaii or perhaps Utah, you'd be wrong. The dubious honor actually goes to... I'll tell you right after this.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
It's amazing but true. Every state in America produces wine, though some are far more prolific than others. The question today is not which one makes the most wine, but rather which one comes in dead last. According to Winevine's data, the dubious honor goes to the cowboy state of Wyoming, which boasts a whopping 7 wineries, and only one of those 7 makes significant amounts of wine from Wyoming-grown grapes. In Wyoming, cattle is the state's biggest agricultural earner, and hay is Wyoming's top crop, followed by sugar beets, barley, dry beans, and wheat. However, grape-growing experts have concluded that there's a lot of wine-growing potential, unlike the gas and oil business that keeps the state in the black. Recently, a meeting was held at the Park County Courthouse to inform wannabe vintners about Wyoming's winemaking potential. 10 people showed up. It's a good thing they offered refreshments. The state's current wine crop is around 45 tons, about what you'd see one small winery in another part of the country produce. Now, while there are a number of people considering winemaking in the cowboy state, I think barbecue sauce would be a bigger seller. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.